If you're a music fan, chances are you've seen the work of Charlotte photographer Daniel Costin. His photos have been published in Rolling Stone, Time, you name it. And they've appeared in a wide range of CD releases from groups like the Avett Brothers and indie rockers Guided by Voices. An exhibit of Costin's work opens Friday at the Charlotte Museum of History. We met Costin at the exhibit where he showed us his photos of Johnny Cash, taken just before the legend died.
This show, July 5th, 2003, ended up being his last ever concert. He passed away 2 months later.
I want to just describe this picture that we're looking at really quickly. It's black and white, and it's Johnny Cash, and he's holding his guitar, and he's got his mouth up to the microphone, or it's about a foot away from the microphone, and he's just got his eyes closed. He almost looks like he's lying in wake.
It's very contemplative, and I honestly did not realize that I had gotten this photo until about 2-3 months later. After Mr. Cash passed away, I started looking at my photos, and I started looking at black and white roll, and I happened to be in the darkroom, and I literally just threw that negative on and just said, okay, what does it look like? And I blew it up slightly to what you see here, and I was like, oh my goodness, how did I miss that? How did I not realize I'd caught that photo? I remember when I took it that he had just happened to tilt his head back from the microphone, and it was this very kind of moment where he was lost in the music, you know, thinking about what he was doing. And it's one of those where I looked at the photo and went, oh, that's a great photo. I think I took that. And of course, I knew I took it. It's one of those where sometimes if you're lucky, you get something that is a little bit beyond you, or it's you go, whatever that is, regardless of whether or not I created it, I like it. And I'm very proud of that photo, and that one a lot of people respond to. And I still look back at that and say, yeah, I think I got something.
Costin grew up in Charlotte and began his career writing for newspapers and magazines in the area and also doing video work. In 1996, he got an opportunity that changed his life. A photographer for the magazine Costin was writing for wasn't interested in shooting that year's Farm Aid concert in South Carolina. Costin was more than willing to go. He captured Neil Young, Willie Nelson, and Steve Earle.
And I remember getting those pictures back and going, you know what, I need to do more of this. About that same time, too, I was started going out and photographing live bands around Charlotte, local bands. Literally the first 5 bands I photographed all hired me. They saw something in my pictures and said, hey, can you do more of this? So suddenly I'm not only getting asked to take pictures, occasionally I'm starting to make money taking pictures. And it's like, wow, this hasn't happened yet with writing.
Costin is now a ubiquitous presence at Charlotte concerts, from large arena shows to small holes in the wall. He's also traveled all over the country to take photos of bands, and he's even gone overseas. It's been largely a labor of love, though. Costin has had to rely on a wide range of photography to pay the bills.
Don't go into concert photography thinking you're going to make a lot of money. There's still opportunities with photo agencies and this and that. At some point, I kind of came to a point where I said, oh, why do I want to do this, and what's really driving me? Do I want to go chase music that I may not be into with the hope of making more money, or am I going to stay and photograph things I like and just figure it out as I go? And I chose the latter.
What is it that drives you to focus so heavily on music?
I think for me, there's a sense of discovery in what they're doing, the music they're creating, and that how I can try to put a visual to that person, to that sound, to create something that complements the music that's coming out of them and the people. When I see these photographs, I not only remember the music, I remember that whatever was going on those nights and different conversations, I remember the people. And that is, again, one of the unifying links for me in this work, is I can look at Hubert Sumlin, I can look at Al Stewart, I can look at The Strokes and Spiritualized. I can remember all the things that were going on in my life, but I also remember them. I remember the people, some of whom are still with us, some of whom are not, but the photography led me to those people. I mean, the music led me to those people. The photography led me to document those people and in turn meet those people. And I've established good relationships, good friendships with a lot of these people since then. And photography, I think, has taken me to places that I would have never gone to otherwise, and still does.
You can see the Daniel Kosten exhibit On the Way to Here, Adventures in Photography, Music, and Life at the Charlotte Museum of History through the end of January.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.